Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life. Come fly with Global Air Force. Here's your host, Jim Rome.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day.
I thank you for tuning in to Global Air Force Radio. Our topic today is deliverance. What is deliverance? Some people call it inner healing.
We will be looking at the correlation of science, medicine, the spiritual world, and the Bible.
Today we have a special guest, and he is quite a teacher. He's articulate, and I've learned so much about this ministry called deliverance. His name is John George, and he's from Sarasota, Florida. John, I'd like to pick up where we left off the last time on the radio program. So how about we just take off right from where you were before, okay? Thank you for...
Okay. One of the things that I really like to share, the Bible says that every good and perfect gift comes from above. And the Bible says that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, what, if anything, of value would Satan be intent on taking? And of course, it's all of the good things that come from God. And so we have to know that. We have to know that even the ministry, Satan is dead set on trying to stop. He wants to hinder. He wants to block. He wants to delay. Even Paul mentions in a scripture that he desired to come to a certain town, but Satan stopped him. And we have to know, if Paul had this revelation, if he knew this, we need to get it too. And we need to know, so many Christians think that sometimes when things aren't necessarily working out like they think it should, because we're under this false pretense that God's in it, then it'll just, everything will flow smoothly. Well, God was in the Apostle Paul's life fluently, and he was bitten by a poisonous snake, he was shipwrecked, and the point being is that being led by the Spirit will have many challenges. And we got to know that there is an evil presence, but greater is he that is within us. And we need to understand that message. I remember one example of Bob Larson is another minister. He's a very demonstrative type of deliverance minister. But he does a lot of video capturing in his sessions. And I remember when I first was even considering this possibility that a Christian could have a demon, I would watch his videos just to hear the report of the people, because that's what I really was concerned about, was the testimony of the people. And I would listen to these people sharing after this demon surfaced in them, they got delivered, and they would say to them, or they would say in the microphone afterwards, they would say, "My God, he told me I had a dream. God came to me and told me that I needed to come to your service and that he would deliver me here. And I've been praying and fasting for the whole week beforehand." And I was listening to this, and I would watch them weep at the sound of the name of Jesus. And I knew that these people truly loved Jesus Christ, and they were truly his. And you know that nobody prays and fasts and has dreams of and just all these different expressions of what a Christian life looks like. And to see a moment ago how they were just delivered of an evil spirit, it was very confirming. But the other thing was, there was this one video where this demon was surfaced within this woman, because Bob Larson began to go, and he did that mass deliverance prayer similar to the one I just did. And this demon was surfaced in this woman, and he said to the demon, he says, "What have you been doing in this woman's life?" And the demon said, and this is so important, "Not much, because she's always binding and rebuking me." This was a demon spirit talking from within the vessel of the Christian woman, confessing that the power that was working within her when she was in agreement with it was even overthrowing the power of darkness that was within her. And I'm telling you right now, that right there is a clear picture of the greater one that lives within us. And if we will just come into agreement with his word and his declaration and his truth, we will have all authority over these things, just like the scripture says. Amen.
Amen. Wow, that was good too.
Woo.
Hey.
One of the things that I really like to share is the fact that much of the conditions that a lot of our children face is a result of the generational attachments that are present in the bloodline or in the ancestry or genealogy. That's why we see a lot of hereditary patterns. That's why we see a lot of generational reoccurring issues. And that's why this family over here has a high prevalence of a certain thing, and this family over here has nothing of the sort. And the way I learned this was through the scripture, where God showed us in the Old Testament that even something as simple as the way that our fields can produce a harvest can be a result of the blessing or the curse. And he showed us that the result of what a curse looks like is depletion of life, lack of the life-giving substances. And I guarantee that if we were to go and send scientists and biologists out to that field that was accursed, I guarantee you that if we took soil samples, we would find probably what we already know about that soil, and that it would be depleted or deficient of life, minerals, nutrients. And there'd probably be some things that we could do even in the natural to try to spike that, to try to replace what was missing, but it still wouldn't quite measure up. And I believe that a lot of times people in life have these reoccurring medical issues, and they're taking these things to try to spike what is missing, to try to put back the deficiency. But the deliverance will remove the presence of that which is accursed. And many times it's that unclean spirit. And and that's what I believe the correlation is between science and the spirit realm, that a lot of people have divided for so many years. They it's like there's been this division, this battle, where you can't accept the things of the spirit because of what science says, and you can't accept what science says because of the things of the spirit. But they really go hand in hand. The ability to measure things in the natural can show us what is there or not there in the natural. But there many times is a spiritual working behind the scenes that is manipulating the natural realm to make it what it is. And that's what Jesus showed us, and that's what I believe we need to come back to the realization of and the understanding of, is to be able to administer through the gifts of the Spirit, to be able to administer healing, to be able to administer. He is the life source. He's the source of all nutrition. The Bible says in him we live and we move and we have our being. Without his presence in our lives, we would be dead, broke, busted, nothing. And it's all because of him is why we have the life flowing through us. So
Jesus brought up the correlation between blessing, natural blessing, and the spiritual world. So as a scientist, there is a correlation, and that's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
And I believe that.
We really do. We need to honor. We need to get back to the place where we can respect, you know, and there's just, I really believe it's the enemy that has worked to try to keep this divided with a lack of understanding, to be able to keep the world separated from the things of God in our understanding in order to keep God out of the world. But the world needs to know God. And so if with this understanding, we can express this truth to the world so that they will begin to understand the missing links, they will begin to understand how it fits together. Because you don't know how many times I've heard people try to argue using science and medicine and all these different realms to try to counter what God says about a certain thing. And with this understanding, we can see how it actually all flows together.
Yes, there is a correlation between spiritual things, medicine, and science. And it is not something new It's just not reported very much. For example, we have the story or the testimony of a man in India. This is on our program. He was born without an arm. He had a hand that stuck out his shoulder. Now, if I understand this right, this is a deformity caused by the lack of iodine in a diet of the mother while in the gestation period of this man, for example. And so when he was born, he didn't have an arm. It was not developed. But on our program, we tell the story that this man, he came up for prayer during one of Dr. James Maloney's tours over there. And Dr. Maloney had a lady pray for the man, and an arm shot out. He had his hand, an arm with a hand on. It shot out. It landed on the woman's head that was praying for him when she screamed and beat it off. But he had an arm, an instantaneous creation right there on the spot. So there is a correlation. It's just not reported very much. And I think this is a good time to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And it's very, very amazing how you brought that story up, because the point that had slipped my mind was exactly where I was going, or where I was getting into a few minutes ago when I was describing the generational type of influences here. And where I was going was actually to describe even the attacks that happen in the womb by the enemy looking to deplete these life sources to try to manipulate the natural realm like we discussed earlier. And that could very well have been the result of that, the manifestation of what is considered the curse, or that which is accursed, which is the presence of demonic forces that have been, and of course, you know, in the natural, we can measure that scientifically and medically, and to know that this was missing in the gestation period to cause this, but at the same time, the spiritual significance is the fact that it very well could have been the job of an evil spirit to manipulate the natural realm to cause that depletion, like I was referring to earlier. And what I was actually getting into, and that's the beauty that I love about this revelation, is that it really does make sense from both angles, and why the spirit realm and the scientific realm can actually mesh and work well and with understanding. But the point that I was actually getting into was that there are so often, so many times, when pregnant women will notice at the point of pregnancy, and this is probably going to be very eye-opening for a lot of listeners who are women who have had children, is that many times you can see, and when a child is under attack in the womb, the mother will experience a lot of attacks, a lot of health issues, headaches, oppressions, dizziness, just these different health issues. And I've seen this so often. In fact, I was talking with a woman just this morning who was asking me to pray for her son who has autism, and I didn't even get a chance to describe this to her before she began to tell me that she's got four or five children, and just with this one child, she had headaches all throughout her pregnancy. And headaches is many times correlated with a spirit of witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
It tends to manifest in that way. And so this was a generational spirit that had somehow, some way found its way. And there was more to her story that was very confirming. But the point is that I have so many people come to me and they're asking me to pray for their child. And I have no issues with that. But I tell them that I would much rather start with the parents first, because I've seen, and the reason is because the scripture tells us that this stuff that is given place to in our lives is through open doors to the enemy. That's how the world became infected or tainted with calamity and destruction and all these different things, is because of the open door we gave to the enemy. And so when they tell me they want me to pray for their child, and they have an 8-year-old who has battled stage 4 cancer 3 different times, and yes, this was a real-life case study, when I begin, and I tell them, I have no problem praying with the child, but I want to pray for the parents too, because many times there's no way that this 8-year-old child has lived such a life on Skid Row where they've opened the door to all of this activity. And so when I began to pray for the parents, sure enough, the parents go through deliverance as I'm just commanding whatever spirit's responsible for this child's cancer to come out. And then, of course, in that case, the mother began to go through deliverance. And then later on, the husband calls me a week later, and then I followed up a year later, and it was still the same result. But he says to me, he says, John, I know that we were referred to you from a friend, and you don't know us. He says, but my wife was an alcoholic, and ever since that night when you prayed for her and she got delivered of that spirit that was affecting our son, he says, she hasn't had a drink since. And, of course, a year later, it was consistent. And last week at our service, we had this woman come down who her daughter's on a feeding tube. And she's battled leukemia. She's in remission right now, but she's got these other health issues as well. And when they brought her down, I began to pray for her, the daughter. And I commanded this demonic force attached to her life to leave. And her mom, sitting right next to her, holding her, began to go through deliverance as I commanded the spirit responsible for this child's issues to leave. And the point is that if we understand that, number one, this correlation, it really allows us to really honor what we're give the battle. It allows us to respect that that the devil doesn't play games, number one. And when we open doors to him, you know, it really does have consequences, really does have ramifications. And that people, they think they're getting away with things when they're opening door to sin, and they're not. And thank God for our Savior. But the Bible says in the Old Testament, I can't remember exactly where it's at, it says, because the consequences of the sin is delayed in coming, the sons of men are fully set on doing evil. It basically says that because the consequences are delayed in their coming, the men continue to be fully set on doing evil because they don't recognize what they're opening themselves up to. They don't realize the consequences because they haven't produced themselves yet. And so it's very important, I feel, with this understanding, it really helps us, number one, appreciate everything that Jesus does for us, but number two, as to why we don't want to play games with living a life of sin. It's very important.
I'm not condemning anyone, but the enemy, the devil, when you fall into his trap, he always comes and pulls his ticket. He wants payment, is what it looks like. Now, I'm not condemning anybody, but that is how the enemy works.
It's true. And that's my point. I was actually feeling the same thing right after I spoke. What I said is that I don't want anybody to feel condemned, because one of the things that the Lord taught me when I first began to walk with him is when I would mess up, he showed me it's not about what happened, but it's about how you handle it. It's about how you respond, and how if you've recognized you've opened the door to the enemy, and it might have resulted in some things. And sometimes that open door might have skipped a generation. It might have come in before you, you know, and before your life. And so you might not even been the one that opened that door. But the point is that there is no condemnation there. It's about what we're going to do with it now. And the tool is, the answer is to drive that thing out by the power of Almighty God because of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for us. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Deliverance minister Don Dickerman, he says it this way, and it comes out of the Bible, and he says, you cannot counsel a demon out, you cannot pray a demon out, you have to cast it out. And I think the emphasis here is that there is the mechanism that as believers, with the authority that's been given to us by Jesus, that we can cast them out, okay?
That's true. That's exactly right. And some people also, you know, because of the dramatic instances that can be a result of the deliverance ministry, a lot of people are afraid to get delivered because they're afraid of, number one, what it will look like or what have you. But you have to get to the place where you're willing to surrender a moment of time for a lifetime of freedom. And that's the thing, is that the devil wants you to sacrifice a moment in life so that he can take a lifetime from you. The devil wants you to sacrifice a life for a moment of pleasure. And God wants you to sacrifice a moment of pleasure for it to gain your life. So I would absolutely love to pray for you. If you just want to consider opening up your heart, opening up your life, all of the areas of brokenness, all of the areas of despair, all of the areas where maybe you've even reached for so many life satisfactions and you've never quite received the inward satisfaction that you were longing for. He is available and he is able. And if you've got sickness in your body, he is quite able to heal. If you have torment in your soul, if you have thoughts that you know are not your own, and maybe you've thought for many, many years that they were yours, and you thought that if you told anybody you'd be considered crazy or locked up or what have you, I want to pray for you because it's not you. The Bible says the word of God is sharper than a double-edged sword, dividing to even the soul and spirit, bone and marrow. And the word of God, when his truth comes in, it is able to separate your human soul from any unclean spirit that might have been conjoined to make it look like it was you. But he's coming in and he's separating, he's dividing right now with his truth. So Father, I lift up the listeners to you right now, God. And Father, I thank you for each and every person that is listening right now, that this is truly divine appointment, that they are not here by chance, God, that they are here in this moment. Father, that you are wooing them in by your Spirit, that you are reaching out to them and you are extending your hand of deliverance. You're extending your hand of salvation. You're extending your hand of healing, Father. And I thank you for touching each and every person right now where they're at, listening to this broadcast, Father, that they're being touched by your Spirit, that healing and salvation and deliverance is just coming to them right now. Father, I pray that your presence would just envelop them, God, that you would mark them by your Spirit this day, and that you would call them in this moment as yours. And if you're listening, I just want you just to invite Jesus and say, Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse me of all unrighteousness and fill me with your Holy Spirit. I desire to seek you and to discover you and the riches that you bring for my life. I desire for you to have lordship and dominion over my life. And Father, take everything out of me that is not of you. Your word says, God, that if we ask, you are faithful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so by that, because you've commissioned me and ordained me to do this work, I will serve you, God, for the sake of the people listening today. And I come right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I speak to every spirit of unrighteousness, because he is faithful to cleanse them of unrighteousness. And I speak to every unclean spirit, every unrighteous thing attached to their bodies, to their souls, to their even their spirit. And I say in the name of Jesus, every demon power, you are hereby ordered by the Spirit of the living God to leave them now in the name of Jesus Christ. You will flee their lives. You will go from them in the name of Jesus. You will flee their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke you from their lives now in the name of Jesus Christ.
That was wonderful, John. Today, our guest was John George, and that's John spelled J-O-N, and he's from Sarasota, Florida. John would like to come to your church or your group.
The chimes of time ring out the news Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened. I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He will pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night or in His light you will never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take Him at His promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret.
Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
To God's unchanging hand. When your journey here is in there, if to God you have been true, fair and bright, your home in glory, your enraptured soul will you.
Hold to His hand,
to God's unchanging hand.
Flying with Global Air Force.